Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Just how serious are you taking your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ? Just how serious are you realizing what's actually going on in your life? And it's just passing. Just how serious do you realize the enemy is? He's an invisible enemy. You know, we're told in Genesis chapter 3 that the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field. And the Lord's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So guess what? He's still the most subtle of any beast of the field. And that word subtle means crafty, means cunning, means to scheme. And this is the enemy we're up against. You know, it's tough. Well, it's impossible for an unbeliever to realize what's going on. It's impossible. It takes the prayers of the believer. It takes the words of a believer to water, to plant, to water God's word, and then it takes the miracle of God the Father through his word Jesus with the power of the Holy Ghost to open that man's eyes to understand what's going on. So Christian, don't get frustrated if you're talking to unsaved loved ones. They're in blindness, but your prayers are protecting them, just like with Peter. Jesus had actually told Peter that Satan wishes to sift you like wheat, but my prayers have protected you. And now we have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ within us. We might be dealing with unbelieving children, unbelieving spouses, unbelieving people at work, and whether they know it or not, our prayers are protecting them and saving them from the enemy. Never forget that. The subtleness of Satan wants you to take God's word lightly. And that's how Eve got deceived. God said, don't do it. Don't eat of that tree in the middle of the garden, in the midst of the other trees, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of it. And Satan came at, the first thing was a question. Yeah, hath God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Yeah, that's what he said. Eve didn't have to be reminded of that. And us as Christians, we're told to forgive. We're told to live pure lives. We're told not to have revenge. We're told not to get caught up with things of the world. Case closed. Don't do it. It's that easy. Your life is just a vapor. You're passing through. Don't trade your soul for the small, minute things of this world that are just passing and actually are dust. Everything that you see with your physical eyes is going to pass. And yes, it's not that big of a miracle that the invisible is real. Look at an ice cube. You take a block of ice, that block is so thick and hard, you could kill somebody. Add a little bit of water, heat to it, turns into water, you could actually drink it. Add a little bit more heat and it turns into invisible steam. It goes invisibly into the air. But yet at one time it was a materialistic object that you could grab and hold and it had strength and girth to it. No different than anything else. The Lord actually tells us our life is a vapor, just like a vapor off of that ice cube. Right now we're living in an earthen tent. Your soul is actually in an earthen tent that's going to pass away. But right now, while we're in this tent, ask the Holy Ghost to come into your life, convict you of your sins, knock you to your knees, and humble you so you can get grace from God. We're warned in the New Testament to beware of the schemes of the devil. He's a schemer. He puts a big, fat, juicy worm on a hook. He schemes through lust, through sex, through materialism, through arrogance, you name it. And of course, through pride. Pride is lifting yourself against anybody else. We're told in the book of James that if someone comes into your room dressed with godly apparel, and someone comes into your room basically looking like a bum, don't play favorites. That's what he tells us. That's what he tells us. So don't play favorites. Pray for everybody. Esteem others higher than yourself. However, if sin is involved, yes, then you're not playing favorites, but you're separating yourself. Don't be tolerant of sin. Don't be compromising of sin. However, at the same token, realize that you also were a stranger in Egypt and fell prey and needed people to pray for you because you did not have the faith when you were out of your walk with the Lord and hadn't joined him yet. And I think sometimes we got to get back to our past, not to go back to live, but just to remember, as God said. Remember how we were strangers at one time to the kingdom. And when the Lord rescued us and pulled us out, the world system became so crazy. You looked around and you couldn't believe it. And you were half out of your skin. And many times your relatives thought you were completely insane, which to a degree you were. Because it's like walking out of a closet into a room with a 1,000-watt light bulb when you can see the reality of what's going on. The reality of the materialism, the reality of the sin, the reality of the compromise, the reality of the taking of faith. Who'd ever believe it in this world? Who'd ever believe it? Fornication, shacking up has become a yawn. Now it's getting to the point where homosexuality is a yawn. And now we're fighting over transgenderism, and probably the way it's going, within a few months, that'll be a yawn. And the next thing you know, guess what? They're feeding Christians to the lions, and that's a yawn. That's how it happens, people. That's why you have to keep your sword sharp and not give in. And immediately, when a conviction comes on you and you know it's wrong, not go to the schemes of the devil saying, it's okay, have a little leniency. No, you know what that is? That's a little leaveneth in the loaf, and it's going to destroy everything. And it particularly happens around relatives because you don't want to make enemies. You want to keep the peace, which is not keeping the peace, which is actually sending people to hell. And instead of hitting the problem head on and bringing it to light in meekness and love, you just sweep it under the rug and you hope it goes away. And in actuality, the demons are coming into your family, eating like moths and slowly destroying you. Because you didn't make God God. Because you made your emotions God. And you made your own concepts of what's good and evil of God. And you decided to say, you know what? I'm being nice. No, you know what? What the Word of God does? You know what love does? Love conquers a multitude of sins. And what is love? God is love. So if you want to love somebody, follow the first commandment and follow the second commandment. But always remember, you can't follow the second commandment. You can't love your neighbor as yourself until you learn how to love God. And you learn how not to compromise. And you learn how not to tolerate sin. And let it begin in your first life, in your life first. And get your eyes off of other people. And when I'm saying don't tolerate sin, I'm saying realize you're a soldier. Watch your mouth and walk in meekness and love, all right, as you're walking through this walk. And realizing there are many, many more people that don't know the Lord than do know the Lord. So many, many, many more people are on the wide gate to hell. And you've been given a gift of salvation. And you know what's going on. And you're being saved every day. And you're being rescued by your conscience. And you're choosing the right way to walk. And it's a death march, gang. It's a death march. Picking up your cross, denying yourself, and following Christ every day. You got to die to that anger, even if you think it's good anger. You got to die to that anger that leads you into unrighteousness. You got to die to that revenge. You got to die to that sexual lust. And sexual lust, you even have to do more than just die. We're told in the book, we have to flee fornication. That's how powerful that evil spirit is, that sex demon. Remember, the angels actually left their heavenly home in Genesis 6:5, to breed with the gorgeous women. So God's creation of women is so appealing, so alluring at times to men, that they're pieces of bread. We're told this in the book of Proverbs, that a man can be like a piece of bread in front of a woman, just eaten up and destroyed. So you got to realize this, mister, that you could be a piece of bread. Don't think you're tough. Don't think you could overcome these lusts and you could play little games in the office and little winks and little innuendos. You better run. You better run from anything sexual trying to attack you, because it wants to kill you. And the devil knows that. The devil knows every man's weakness. Look at the insanity of Samson. He was a judge in Israel, I think, for close to 30 years, for Pete's sake. Yet he was a complete idiot when it came to Delilah. At least three times, Delilah had the Philistines sicked on him because he wouldn't give the secret. Then when he finally gave in, he ends up getting his eyeballs gouged out, and he ends up getting thrown into prison. You would have think Samson, with all his wisdom, would have known what's going on. Forget about it. No man is exempt. Follow the Lord, renew your mind, flee fornication. That's just one thing in the world. But all this money system, and I'll tell you, you know, Ukraine, back in January, Ukraine is not a third world country, gang. Ukraine is not a third world country. These people were eating McDonald's. They were having a pizza. They were going out. They were enjoying life. They were driving their cars. Now over 100,000 soldiers have been killed. The places have been bombed out. That could easily happen here. And what are we doing? We're just yawning and thinking, oh, it'll never happen here. Get your soul ready, because there's a consequence of this country that's going to have to be paid. Yes, because God does not lie. Sorry to tell you, people, God does not lie. This country cannot go the way it's going and not hit a dead-end consequence from the Lord, because eventually the stench gets up to the Father. That's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Eventually, God just says, enough is enough. And we've had this example at least twice with the flood of Noah and the fire and brimstone story, with Sodom and Gomorrah. So don't think it can't happen here. So Christian, get yourself mentally, physically, and above all, spiritually ready for what could be right around the corner. And don't be weak of heart, because the Bible can't lie. And the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation all the things that are going to happen to this planet. And I'm not saying it's going to happen to the planet, which it probably will, because sin is rampant throughout the world now, the way the world's all tied into one. But the fact remains, America is in really, really, really bad shape. Yes, we are. And as a Christian, just pray for this country, pray for the leaders, and you're going to have to pray for an absolute Nineveh, Jonah-style miracle, where Joe Biden or our leaders just totally wake up brand new. Governors and senators wake up brand new. Congressmen, brand new. School board members, planning board commissions, sheriffs just wake up brand new. It could happen. It could happen. But that's the miracle we need, gang. And there's always hope. And the Lord tells us in Romans, we're not only saved by grace, but we're saved also by hope. And hope might be something you don't see right now. But the fact still remains, whatever happens on this planet, eventually it's going to burn and it's gone. It's going to pass away. So work on your soul today. Eat the bread that comes from above, God's word. Love yourself by loving God. And then you could love your neighbor. God bless you. Jesus is Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.